Well, I decided to do a Christmas, day after Christmas, anchor podcast because, hey, y'all, I'm sick. My children are sick. Half the house is sick. Half the house isn't sick. That's how it's going. And this is my third day of being sick. This is the most energy I've had in 3 days. I haven't really eaten much. Hubs has been making smoothies or buying smoothies and ordering out. I ain't even really had no appetite. So I made this turmeric, seaweed, greens, spinach, and a piece of beef rib soup with a gang of turmeric and onions, garlic. That's helping a lot. I think that's what's helping me a lot. But that's it, man. Happy holidays. You know, don't be out there like that. Right now, that Omicron joint went from one person to 10 to who knows now. From my homies in Atlanta, I'm hearing half of Atlanta got corona right now. I'm not sure if I have corona. I don't know. It feels like a flu or cold, but that's how corona be feeling too. I don't know, man. I hope y'all are doing well. Meanwhile, I ain't working on no music right now. oh my gosh. I lost my job and they were shady as hell on how they fired me. I don't even want to talk about that stuff right now. I just was reaching out to say what's up to everybody, and hopefully you're taking care of yourselves. All right. That's it. Hope you're having I'll probably do a New Year's Eve podcast. All right. Peace. I had to say this right now.
Like, what do you got us on?
This is Anchor. Oh my God. Our podcast. Morning Talking Bed. Listen, my husband.
Morning Talking Bed.
Just said again about the womb, the WOMB that women have is a wound. WOUND.
Obviously, that's where the word comes from.
And, you know, I can get that symbolically because we do bleed once a month.
Right. It's a cut in the middle of you.
It's not a cut, though.
It's what I'm saying, though.
It's not a cut.
It's the same shape of a cut.
If you take a slice.
It's a slice, right. It's a slice.
A slice in the middle of our body.
Like God sliced you right there.
So babies to come out. Okay, so if that is the case, you Congress people, you Senate people, give women 7 days off legally a month. Because that's what we need. We need that time to chill and breathe. Oh, and let our wound breathe.
Basically. Especially when it's bleeding.
I swear to God.
It's definitely a wound when it's bleeding.
Okay.
It's right.
But we should use it carefully.
Oh, my God.
Because it could become a wound.
I don't think that you guys have... I thought you were talking about your power of your 7 days off.
No, it could become a wound.
We should use our 7 days wisely.
No, if we could, it could become a wound if we have too many people inside.
It's already a wound. It could be an affected wound.
My homegirl used to say when she had sex with dudes, it felt like she was being stabbed. In her womb.
Are we really talking about that now?
I mean, shout out.
I'm a stabber.
I won't say her name.
Shout out to all the stabbers. Fuck that
pow
shit.
Pow.
I'm a stabber.
I said pow pow. Anyway, yeah, I just thought that was an interesting thing to say.
I believe it to be true, and they can't tell me it's not. I don't really care what they say. It's obvious.
Okay.
It's obvious. It really is.
So we have the mouth. Is that a wound?
Does it bleed?
We have the butthole. Is that a wound?
Does it bleed?
It can.
That's what I'm saying.
The womb, though, it has the uterus up in there with the eggs that come around, and then when they don't get fertilized, they drip.
That just sounded really disgusting.
It's true, though. And it fills up and fills up and then psh.
I woke up horny. I just took care of my I'm no longer horny.
Morning, thug in bed. So on that note, shout out to Russia. Shout out to Brazil.
Shout outs to all the niggas who know how sexy their homeless looking wife is.
He's just saying that because I didn't get my hair done yet.
No, I'm saying it because the homeless look is sexy.
I'm saying shout out to...
Especially when it's your wife.
I give it. Thank you, babe. Shout out. I'm saying...
But
I'm
going to tell you right now, every single man would love to find themselves a nappy-headed, good skin, hygienic, homeless woman.
Yeah, it's the Pygmalion effect. You know, what? Pygmalion.
The hell does that mean?
The musical, the play. What was it called? My Fair Lady. Remember, okay. She was homeless or she was a poor lady.
Oh, my goodness.
And this rich man picks her up off the street.
Oh, my goodness. How sexy.
And then he cleans her up. And then, you know, she was saying, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. And then he got her saying, the rain in Spain falls mainly. Anyway.
So he turned her into, he took a homeless bag lady and turned her into a fine ass princess.
It got all into
that's what I did to you.
I was not. Oh my God. Anyways.
That's exactly what I did to you.
That musical got all kinds of Tony Awards and shit. You know what? We both was homeless and we both saved each other.
I had my own home.
I had my own crib. Me too.
A little roach effect.
Yes, it was, but that wasn't my fault. Shout out West Las Vegas.
I actually had my own home and now she got me living with her. And
no, we don't. No, we live together. It's not you living with me.
I'm in a torture chamber.
We
somebody
got this
come
place
save
together.
Me.
We got this place together.
Oh, my God.
Juntos.
Oh, my God.
Shout out Brazil, as I was saying, because they have the number two amount of listeners we have in the world.
So, I don't know if y'all know Tamiko, but every once in a while, she has the tendency to run around looking homeless. And what I mean by homeless is don't run away.
I'm not.
What I mean by homeless is, you know, she don't want to comb her hair.
I don't.
She ain't took a shower.
I do. That's not true. You wouldn't even let that roll. That's not true at all. I don't wear all these fashionable clothes, is what you mean. All that.
No,
I like being natural, au natural.
Yeah, that natural.
Earthy thing. Is the word most people use.
Homeless.
It's just my afro.
We can use homeless.
It's my fro. It's my
she
fro.
She got the fro. Her feet all...
unpainted.
Right, unpainted.
Yeah.
They rough on the bottom.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Walking around barefoot. They dirty.
They
the
ain't
bottom.
Dirty.
I mean, yes, you got dirty. Her death don't...
They're not dirty.
And I'm going to tell the
they
truth.
They just...
Her feet dirty.
Scratchy.
It's real sexy.
Oh, my God.
Hair not kept. You know what I'm saying?
No fake lashes, no makeup.
Right, but, and then she ain't combed her hair in about a week.
I combed it. It's just nappy.
But then, she take a shower, you know, and I oil her up.
Hey.
And then she's just my little homeless bitch I picked up.
Oh my God.
The street, I had to clean her up.
Oh, it was his birthday yesterday, by the way. It was Volume 10's birthday yesterday. Oh, happy birthday. Happy solar return. He is very Aquarius.
All the homies out there, they understand what I'm saying about catching y'all cute ass little homeless bitch and bringing her home for the weekend.
Oh,
I married that, my nigga. I'm having a ball.
Ow, Aquarius with your hairy beard. So that's us. We still in the bed. It's Saturday. What is it? February 29th. Shout out. Happy birthday, Mario. January 29th. All you Aquarians out there. Crazy Aquarians. Oh, my God. Anyways, that's it. Please listen to Pawn Shop. That joint bangs. I like that song. That flow is hard. And, of course, Brain Damage. And, of course, Akhenaten 2110.
Y'all make sure y'all get you a homeless, cute little... First, you got to get... If you're marrying young...
Oh, my God.
You got to marry you a skinny homeless looking chick. And then by the time y'all 50, she get thick like this one.
I'm not even 50.
This one right here.
Oh my God.
She was skinny her whole life. And then somewhere about 45, she got all thick and it looked good. It damn near looked like a 30-year-old body. Instead of y'all getting a 30-year-old body and a young chick, and then she turn all fat and wobbly when she get 50. God.
It's so not PC. Shout out Egypt.
Has this ever been?
No.
Okay, so what do you
Taco Poontang threw that out the window.
That's how you smelling right now?
No. I took...
You know, you straight on that.
I'm going through menopause, y'all, so I be having hot sweats. Yes, people need to know.
She's going through menopause, but her vagina still
perimenopause. They didn't need to know that part.
Ain't nothing wrong with her vagina.
Oh my God. La 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 la. Perimenopause is not cool, and people don't talk about it, and it's really like the secret mystery thing.
Oh God, she is driving we women me in so our much 40s. Fucking nuts. I swear to God, dog.
Women be hornier when we get older, God, not she less horny.
Nuts, not even with the horniness, just the craziness, the funky, the talking funny, the smelling funny, whatever. All the time.
It's hot sweats.
You know, she's always horny. Oh, my God.
Okay, so listen to Pawn Shop, like I was saying. And then vowels. You know, I realized on Spotify, I am known as Watts1965, and they only have my album, Vowels. And then for Tomiko, I don't have any music up except the music I'm guesting on, which is Volume 10. And
if y'all can notice, I'm so stressed and having so much fun at the same time. It's so crazy living with this woman. Oh,
that's because of this pandemic craziness. Anyways, enjoy. Have a good day, everybody. Morning, talking bet. Hey, stop.
Balance is harder to reach when there's three roads. The middle one will lead to self-control.